This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Always gossiping.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay. We've got it.
Happy December 2nd.
Isn't that amazing? We're already into December.
I know. It's cold, too. It's 15 degrees. The high today, about 27. And right now, the feels-like temperature is 9 degrees. So bundle up. A little dusting of snow out there this morning. Nothing to worry about.
So it's going to be fun, you know, because Christmas is on a Wednesday.
So does that mean we get the whole week off?
So the whole week, for most people, will probably be taken off.
I think so.
Vacation time.
Yeah. I think that's what we're doing.
I think we're going
right?
to do that.
Yeah?
Yep. I already put in for my vacation from the census.
Okay.
My other job.
It's okay. Just like winter break when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
Great.
Now, I don't know if that's going to be enough time to kind of recharge because the last 4 days were not.
It seemed like it just went by like a regular weekend.
Yeah.
But
it really did.
Too busy.
Really
yeah,
did.
When I woke up I didn't wake up this morning. My alarm went off.
Oh, no.
And then I somehow forgot that alarms were supposed to be a thing. I thought I was just hearing a noise, and then I snoozed it, and then it went off again 10 minutes later, and like, oh, that's right. I have to work today.
Yeah. Back to work.
A bad thing about the end of the year like this is that, you know, all the bills come due.
I know.
You know, we got to... We had to get our insurance on the marketplace for the rest of the family. I'm on Medicare.
Right.
I have to make a decision on that.
Same here.
Probably stay with the same group.
Yeah.
But then all the homeowners insurance, the car insurance, all that comes due.
Right.
It's just crazy. And property taxes.
Well, that, yeah. Got to have that taken care of.
I don't even know.
You don't want to know.
I'm buried in bills here. You
know? Yeah. Well, that's what the end of the year is all about.
It's about.
And then
what
you start doing your...
It.
And then it's income tax time. It just never ends.
It's the spirit of the season. Tis the season. Holly jolly Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, phone lines are open if you want to get in touch with us. How was your Thanksgiving? We'd love to know. What happened? 608-879-8255, or you can text us, same number, 879-TALK, or text us on the Civic Media app.
Well, have you noticed a theme lately from the new administration?
They've already taken over.
I know, they really have taken over.
They're just doing it.
What the hell, right? It's the tariff con, folks. Trump's policy crooks knew these prices would be going up because of the tariffs, and they kind of said, oh, well, we won't really emphasize the increase in prices until we're elected. They got elected because people like my brother said, well, wait and see.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But you know that, you know, tariffs will increase prices. We'll wait and see, John. Okay.
It's just a negotiating tactic,
that's
right?
That's all it is.
We'll wait and see. Yeah, what really happens.
So we're talking about a minimal tax increase for average households, maybe, $1,500 a year. That's minimal. That's not talking about all the other tariffs that will be added on later on, because he's also threatening that. So let's start with the beginning of our nation, okay? Remember the Boston Tea Party and the first tariff? Well, let's play that.
The United States of America was founded off the back of a protest on import taxes. The British Parliament wanted to put a 3% tariff, in effect, an import tax on tea, And in Boston, they were so irate about this import tariff being placed on them. They threw the tea into the sea in the harbour and started a revolution. And now we're at the state where the President of the United States wants to impose taxes not just on tea, but on everything else.
Not just on tea.
And I know, hearing it from a British person is completely different. But here we are, right? And no one's complaining at all.
It worked out okay.
If everything gets tariffed.
You know, Boston's a lovely city.
It is.
I've been there.
I
lived there for about a year. It was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they got over the Tea Party and everything's fine.
Is this going to be
they waited
and
they
we became a country.
Is this going to be the resurrection of the Tea Party from the early 2010s?
You would think, huh?
Democrat version now?
Yeah, the Democrats could do this.
Yeah.
Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo asked Representative Eric Burleson if tariffs proposed by Trump might spark inflation, and this is his response.
Congressman, President Trump promised tariffs, and this is how he's starting, even before getting into office. Your reaction?
Yeah, I think he called tariffs a beautiful word, Maria.
Yeah, he did.
But look, you know, I think it's something that is necessary. It's long overdue that we kind of course correct on some of the trade imbalances that we have with other countries. When you look at the fact that Japan has a 100% tariff on cars that are manufactured in the United States, after World War II, the United States allowed these countries to institute these tariffs so that they could help rebuild these nations. And I don't know about you, Maria, but that was a long time ago. And these countries have had plenty of time to rebuild. And today we have an imbalance. And I think that it's time that we course correct that. And the way to do that is through tariffs.
Did you notice any of this talk, any of these discussions during the election?
No.
I did not remember any of this.
I missed that part.
Yeah, where we have to kind of rebalance things with higher prices, high tariffs. But who's footing the bill to rebalance and rebuild the U.S. after another round of tax cuts? Well.
Yeah, who?
Donald Trump's tariff plan is a way to raise money for the federal government. When Donald Trump cuts taxes for the top 5% of income earners, who, by the way, can never spend their money in a lifetime, the federal government goes into a deficit, right? They don't have enough money to run the federal government. So he raises tariffs, which will raise more money. Well, what that does is raises costs for low and middle class income earners who depend on low cost items that we ship in from China and Mexico. So whose costs go up? Low and middle class income earners.
Yep.
And he pitched you on, oh, I'm going to be tough on China and Mexico. No. He is raising the cost on low and middle class income earners, which means the federal government is going to be run on the backs of low and middle class income earners. And it breaks my heart, actually, because the biggest con man in history conned 75 million people. He has to fill the budget. And he just wants to do it on the back of people who are already struggling because he doesn't really care. And his buddies and him, billionaires, should be able to keep their money.
Yep, that's it. Pretty simple breakdown. And we'll be featuring individuals who have their opinions on social media every once in a while under a program called Talk Talk. And just want to get into this. Face the Nation's host Margaret Brennan grilled J.D. Vance on higher prices because of those damn tariffs. And, you know, J.D. didn't back down, boy. He
really
said it like it was.
Okay.
The point here
is but it's a lot of the
all tariffs, though, all tariffs, which you seem to be in favor of, they're inflationary. So how is the Trump-Vance idea here going to help make things more affordable for people if you're putting taxes on goods they're purchasing from overseas?
Well, I don't necessarily buy the premise there, Margaret. If you apply tariffs, really what it is you're saying that we're going to penalize you for using slave labor in China and importing that stuff in the United States.
What
you end up doing is you end up making more stuff in America, in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, and in Michigan.
That did not happen in the Trump administration, though.
Well, it actually did happen in the Trump administration, Margaret.
Manufacturing jobs came back?
You did have significant significant onshoring, but it takes time, Margaret. And that's one of the things, one of the reasons why I think that we need a second term of President Trump is this stuff is not going to happen overnight. The American heartland wasn't destroyed in 4 years. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be rebuilt in 4 years, but you really need to double down on this policy of bringing good jobs back to the heartland. And more importantly, making stuff in America. We have to be self-reliant as a country.
Yeah, that's it. So, you know, don't worry about the high prices, even though we promised to cut prices in half if we were elected. Now, don't worry about it. This is going to work out. We first have to protest slave labor in other countries. Mm. Then we have to bring the companies back to the U.S. like in the first administration that really didn't happen. Mm. A lot going on there, J.D. A lot going on. Well, he had more to say. Let's check this out.
Where you have to do what woke corporations want you to do to be able to live a decent life in this country. That's not freedom. And so we have to choose. Do we want freedom? Do we want an American way of life? Or do we want short-term satisfaction for every little thing?
Half price.
I think we're increasingly in a situation where we're going to have to choose between one or the other. We're going to have to get a little uncomfortable on some of these things. Or maybe you're going to have to be willing to pay a little bit more for certain consumer goods. We may even have to be willing to attack some of the companies financially that are waging war on the American people. That's tough, but I don't see any other way out of this except for through it.
Well, you wouldn't bring that up during the election.
Yeah, I don't remember that hell, in the campaign.
Did he mention that someplace that I missed?
Uh-uh.
All right. Well, okay.
It's
now,
all going to work out fine, though.
Yeah, we need to have higher prices first.
A little bit of pain. At first.
That's it. For a
then
while.
Then it'll get easier.
Yep.
Things will go the other way.
They never mentioned the pain or, you know, doing this for a little while.
No.
It was, everything is going to be cut in half.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's go to the phones. Dick is on the line with a comment or a question. Got a couple of minutes here. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, guys. Hope you all had a good holiday. Yeah, you already hit it. Or I could say, get it out of my mouth. But you got to have this. A little bit of pain.
Mm.
No pain, no gain, just like working out, right?
That's right.
Yes,
absolutely.
And then
right.
It comes to another thing that over the weekend that just amazes me is these picks for different things. For instance, defense secretary, and everybody's going, oh, how could you possibly run this guy? Look, this guy has got a perfect resume. He's almost identical to Trump, only younger.
Yes.
That's the kind of people he's going to pick for everything. So why are people standing here scratching their head? And these people with buyer's remorse now, I just laugh at them.
Yeah.
Totally laugh at them.
I know. My family, I'm laughing at them right now. You know, they said, wait and see. Well, we're seeing. We didn't have to wait, though.
No.
Yeah, a month before he even takes office.
That's right. Hey, I've got Derek Van Orden. I got a comment from him. We don't have time for that right now, but we're going to have that after the break. And he's also okay with higher prices.
Is he?
Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know that. He never mentioned that during his campaign here in Wisconsin. I
had no idea.
Or the debate that he refused to have.
Right.
Oh, well, you know, we'll get to that and hear what he has to say about guacamole.
Guacamole?
Yeah, guac.
Oh, no. That's all coming up.
Yeah.
You can give us a call, 608-879-8255, 879-TALK, or text us this morning on the Civic Media app. Back with more of John and Gordy in the morning, right around the corner.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Beautiful, gorgeous morning. Nice sunrise.
Yes.
Snow falling lightly.
Kind of a weird look.
The leaf blower guy blew the snow off the sidewalk this morning.
Well, he's got to do something.
He did
with
something,
that leaf blower.
And it worked. Yeah.
It did work.
Somehow
the
leaves are gone.
Was that Britney Spears?
Yeah, Costa. Different Britney than we usually talk to around this time. That was Britney Spears. It's her birthday today.
Oh,
well, yeah, where's Britney Merlot?
I don't know. Maybe she slept through her alarm after the long Thanksgiving break.
She had one more day.
She had a fantastic video on Facebook where she was catching the snow with her mouth and she was looking up at the sky, and it was just gorgeous.
It was funny.
The snow up north?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a bunch.
Up north.
We got a few flurries and high today in the upper 20s. Right now it's 15 degrees, but it feels like 9.
Wisconsin's own Representative Derek Van Orden.
Oh, yeah. Him.
Said he was okay with higher prices. Unbelievable, huh? Never came up in the election here in the state, but let's go to cut number 7. This is Derek.
Estimates from the USDA that show nearly half of all agricultural workers in this country are undocumented, including, by at least one count, a majority of dairy workers. How is the Trump administration planning to mass deport those workers without disrupting the nation's supply of food?
Well, here's what's really been inflationary. The last 4 years of the radical, out of control Biden spending with his Inflation Reduction Act. That's what has caused inflation.
No, that's not.
And if it means that I have to pay more for guacamole, but fentanyl poison does not come across the Canadian and Mexican border, and our mothers and sisters and brothers and daughters aren't poisoned to death by this chemical that's coming across the borders, I'm willing to pay more for guacamole, as is the rest of the United States of America.
So the choice is fentanyl or higher prices for guacamole.
Hmm. That's what it's come down to?
Yes.
We have to choose?
What a decision to make.
Boy.
I'm so glad that we kept Representative Derek Van Orden.
Oh, God.
Boy, oh, boy. Let's go to the phone lines right now. We've got Joe on the line. Welcome, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Oh, great show as always. I do love Mr. Chug-a-Lug, Mr. Van Orden, the day drinker who, you know, brings out the beer at 8:30 in the morning when people are busy. Nice. It's very social. And I do love his, you know, retreat from facts where he's talking about inflation soaring. Inflation is down to where economists want it, about 2.1%, 2.2%. So never mind reality, Derek. We don't dwell in that.
Right.
I do think that you need to keep coming back to the idea of wait and see. Just make that your arching theme. And I see it could be a really great T-shirt with, you know, huge flames and two members from the Trump administration just looking at it. It's like, you know, fire extinguishers around them, you know, could call the police,
right,
or the fire department. But instead, let's wait and see. Let's just wait and see as things are burning down. I wanted to commend to people's attention, there's an article in the New Yorker that came out today. It's by Jane Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R, December 1st, the New Yorker. And it's about the recommendation of Pete Hegseth for the DOD. And I just wanted to add, this guy is just becoming a wonder of the kind of guy that you really don't want in a place of power. He'd formerly been at the head of Veterans for Freedom and the Concerned Veterans for America. And apparently a whistleblower has let out that during the 2013 to 2016, they said he was repeatedly intoxicated while acting in his official capacity. And get this, to the point of needing to be carried out of the organization's events. They mentioned that he had to be restrained while drunk from joining the dancers on the stage of a Louisiana strip club where he had brought his team. Who doesn't? You know?
Yeah,
doesn't,
right. I mean, you know.
His mom doesn't even want him to get in the office.
Exactly. And in a line that I think we'll make the line for the week, they mentioned that Senator Richard Blumenthal, who's a Democrat and a senior member of Senate Armed Services Committee, this is the line that he said about Hegseth's nomination. Quote, "Much as we might be sympathetic to people with continuing alcohol problems, they shouldn't be at the top of our national security structure." Quote, "It's dangerous."
That is beautiful.
Let's just wait and see, gang. Let's just wait and see. Thanks. Really love the show.
Thank you, Joe.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
You know, speaking of Joe, I've got a tweet from Joe.
Oh.
Joe from Jers And she has fantastic commentary as well. And she writes, Jared Kushner's father paid a prostitute to seduce his brother-in-law.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Secretly recorded it. That might get a little worse. And then showed the video to his own sister for revenge and intimidation. Well, he got caught. He admitted it. He got convicted. Trump pardoned him. And today, Trump made him our next ambassador to France.
It's like a perfect circle. It all comes back, just, and everything's okay now. It's going to be an ambassador.
But the thing is, you put so many of these kind of people in power, or you nominate them. It's like the fire hose of bad nominations.
Yes. Never ends.
The
we
truth
got a text
is,
here from
it's
Doug.
It's all guacamole's fault. You know it. I know it. The American people know it.
Yeah.
Absolutely right, Doug.
Thank you for that comment. You can call us 608-879-8255 or text us at the Civic Media app.
I got a few facts on these tariffs and
okay. Well, let's hear them. We got a couple of minutes here.
You want to check this? Okay, the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation notes a dozen macroeconomic analysts say that these tariffs will have a negative impact. Now, we didn't exactly need their opinion on that. They would also invite corruption. This is an interesting angle on it. An analysis of tariffs during Trump's first term found that companies that made political donations to Republican candidates were more likely to be granted tariff exemptions than firms that gave to Democrats. Interesting, huh? Tariff exemptions only for those donating to Republicans.
Huh.
Yeah.
Go figure.
More corruption, more graft, more payoffs.
It's what's popular nowadays. It's all good.
Americans complain high prices made them put off starting a family. Imagine tariff prices. A higher cost of home building. Birth rates will go lower, adding to the labor shortage while immigrants are being deported. Sounds like a perfect storm.
Just wait and
see. Sounds like a perfect storm.
It's all going to be just fine. It's 29 minutes past the hour. We've got a whole lot more straight ahead on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Milk of Magnesia Light, bringing you the same great taste of Milk of Magnesia you've loved for years, but now with only half the calories of other leading laxatives.
Good and stuff. Half the taste.
Yes. Excellent. So, I put it on ice.
Let's really get to some text.
Okay.
On ice.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea. Here's the text from Doug. Mexico will pay for the wall. Guacamole will pay for the tariffs. It's that simple. It is. It sounds pretty
perfect.
Damn simple,
yes,
doesn't it?
It does make
or
sense.
Or how about this? This is about Cash Patel. Last year, Trump's FBI director was selling magic pills, which would supposedly cleanse your body of the COVID vaccine to reverse the vax.
Please. He's all about the cash. Cash Patel.
Cash Patel. He's got the swag.
He's
going to
make.
He's got the boots.
He's
selling
boots.
He's got everything.
Everything.
In fact, That is probably what they're going to do with the FBI building.
Why not?
Turn it into a little department store. Like you say, everybody in the administration will have their own section.
I'm telling you. Look forward to a flea market on the White House lawn.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Hey, why don't we play a little Cash Patel here? This is what he wants to do with, this is just basically what he wants to do.
Okay.
We will go out and find the conspirators, not just in government, but in the media. Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens, who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you. Whether it's criminally or civilly, we'll figure that out. But yeah, we're putting you all on notice. And Steve, this is why they hate us. This is why we're tyrannical. This is why we're dictators.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go along with that.
I'm with him on that. Talk about trying to silence people. I think there's a First Amendment thing that, you know, could be a problem there.
Well, you know, that's in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
The speech thing is a big part of that First Amendment. And not only that, but the press is also another part of it, which is very important to consider. And here we are, right? Yeah. This guy is threatening both.
Why not? Project 2025.
Yeah, it's the FBI. Know? They have control in the United States.
Yes,
so
they do.
Why not? Why not put him in control of all of that? All right. I want to get to something that was vilified for so long, and I really didn't know that much about it. What could have happened had we had something called the Green New Deal. Okay. It was a missed opportunity. I don't think Trump would have been reelected had we put the Green New Deal in effect, because it included so many things. It wasn't just about green energy.
Well, refresh our memory here.
It wasn't just about AOC supporting the Green New Deal.
Well, here's what was it about?
Know. Here's what we didn't know. Okay. The Green New Deal had transition policies that would help union workers go from fossil fuels to renewables. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Mm-mm.
And get this, for younger workers, the Green New Deal included guaranteed wage replacement for a transitional period. Older workers would be offered early retirement and full pay and pension. That was part of the Green New Deal. This transition from fossil fuels to green energy.
Exactly.
That's it. Simple as that. Not bad, right?
Right.
Physically, economists said it was all very feasible. Okay? But you know who hated it?
Oh, no.
Joe Manchin hated it. And he killed it. One person.
One guy.
One person.
Supposedly a Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
But
supposedly.
Not really.
Right. Well, anyway, Joe Manchin did it. And that was it. But here's the thing. The transition period would be called, and God, I love this, the Energy Veterans Bill, to honor the hard work and sacrifices of generations of workers who helped power the country. And for everyone else, and this is part of the Green New Deal too, you won't believe what we could have had we had the Green New Deal. Remember this forever, okay? Don't forget. We could have had child tax credits, universal health care.
That's a big one.
That's the one that I'm focusing in on this show.
Yes.
Paid family leave. Cheap, clean electricity instead of calling for sacrifice in doing with less, like Elon has promised. Well, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to hurt for a while. Yeah. But, you know, if you do with less, we'll be better off. In the long run,
all work out in the end.
The Green New Deal promised more to the working class. And of course, Joe Manchin killed this whole darn thing. And remember, Joe Lieberman, he killed the public option in the Affordable Care Act. One person each time sabotages the entire Democratic Party. You know, sometimes I wonder, I really have thought about it. Like when Joe Lieberman, you know, kill the public option. I thought, well, why Joe? I mean, you have your principles. I understand that. But you have every Democrat in the Democratic Party voting for this. You'd think, okay, you know, this is, I can see the tide is turning. I can see change is coming. Mm-hmm. Everybody is for this.
Right.
I'm having a hard time with it. But you know what? Maybe I'm wrong on this. I'm going to default to what everybody else wants. I mean, everybody wanted it except for Joe. So Joe Lieberman killed the public option. And if so many people had poured into that public option saying, you know what, we trust government to have this program, we would have known ahead of time that we could have moved to a universal health care system in this country.
And Joe Lieberman, you know, he ran for vice president with Al Gore. Yeah. I mean, he was... Yeah. He was a solid Democrat. He was a moderate Democrat, but still part of the party. And yeah, why?
All of
why
these
did
things.
He kill it?
All these things in the Green New Deal, and it was vilified because, well, it's the Green New Deal, and AOC likes it. It was that simple.
Yeah.
That was the argument. Anyway, well, missed opportunity, as I mentioned earlier.
Well, wait and see. Maybe the Republicans will come up with their own Green New Deal, right?
Yeah, wait and see. That's what I'm thinking.
It's all going to be just fine.
Oh, man.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow we want to mention Deb Watterson is going to join us. She's with Sugar River Pizza. She'll be our guest. And also the Dane County Humane Society. You know, I've wanted to get a dog for a while. I'm going to talk to them about how to do that. Maybe we can figure out something.
Are they bringing dogs in? Is that
I don't think so. Not for this particular.
I was going to say, what's better than dogs and pizza? But you're telling me they're not going to bring any in?
I don't think so.
Oh,
not this
man.
Time. We're setting something up, but that's for the future.
All right.
We'll see how it goes. But yeah. So they'll be here tomorrow.
I'd love to see your next dog. What you're going to find.
I don't know what I'm going to get. I don't know how I'm going to do that.
Big round eyes looking at you. I know.
I love dogs. But yeah, I got to get just the right one. I've been looking for a couple of years.
Have you really?
Yeah, off and on. I didn't pursue it for a while, but yeah.
Don't tell me you actually walked into a pet store or Humane Society and decided to just leave those dogs behind.
Yeah, I did that.
They looked at you and you said,
seven or eight times I went to.
No one looks desperate enough to.
I know it.
Yeah. Gordy is a heartless old man.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, it's just that I want, you know, I have a rental house. I want to make sure that the dog is well trained. You know, I don't want to get a puppy.
That's
I want to get a dog that's already house trained.
Right.
And it's got to be the right size. Can't be too small where I'll trip over the dog and kill myself running down the stairs.
Don't get a killer dog.
Not
going to
get a huge dog either. Doesn't want to. I don't want, you know, massive dog.
Dog will come up.
No.
Just want to, like,
knock me over.
Yeah, be so happy they'll knock you right over.
Medium-sized dog, but don't get one of those killers.
No.
Don't get a killer dog.
No, I want a very mild-mannered, mellow dog.
Look in a very safe neighborhood. All you need is just a nice one-legged dog.
One-legged? One-legged dog. Okay, we'll ask the Humane Society if they have any one-legged dogs.
Okay. I meant three-legged.
One-legged dog might be kind of fun.
Well,
just curl up on the couch and stay there all day. And take him outside.
Well,
a couple of times.
I'm not quite sure how you would take the dog outside.
Take him for a short walk.
Short walk is right.
A little hop.
Sorry.
Okay. Oh boy. Yeah. Maybe the Humane Society will be joining us tomorrow. Maybe not. Now that we've gone down this road.
You know, could have wheels in the back and then one leg in front.
Well, you had a dog that had a couple of wheels in the back, right?
I did, yeah. It was paralyzed at eighth year. He got paralyzed and we had wheels and skis. In winter, it had skis.
I know. Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, it was really neat.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Get that picture out of our heads.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, the thing is, I live in a dog walking neighborhood. There are a lot of dogs around.
Yeah.
So, you know, my neighbors, you know, just a couple of houses down, they actually watch some of the dog, you know, they do some dog walking.
Oh.
So I could fill in for them until I find just the perfect dog. You know, I've offered to do that. They haven't taken me up on that offer yet.
Or you could be like Pam Bondi and steal someone's...
what did she do?
What was it? Giant?
I don't remember what kind of dog it was,
with
but
a
she...
barrel around their neck usually.
Saint Bernard?
Saint Bernard, yes.
Stole somebody's huge, gigantic Saint Bernard.
She stole it?
Yeah, and eventually gave it back, but, you know.
Only after ordered to by a court.
Right, had to be pressured into doing that. Well, at least you didn't take it to the quarry and shoot it.
Oh, boy.
All right. Anyway, I want to get to this. I think, you know, we were talking about the Green New Deal. Tesla is spewing huge amounts of hazardous wastewater into sewers and airborne toxins into the air. Now, who would have guessed, right? Tesla's plant in Austin, Texas, has been leaking huge amounts of hazardous wastewater into the city's sewer, violating local environmental guidelines. The Wall Street Journal found Elon Musk also allowed a massive cast furnace to spew toxins into the air. Tesla's factory in Fremont, California, has also gotten warnings about air pollution and violations at that plant. Tesla's egregious environmental shortcomings underscore the conflict of interest as Musk attempts to dismantle environmental rules, of all things. No, really? In 2006 master plan, Musk promised to help expedite the move from a mine-and-burn hydrocarbon economy towards a solar electric economy.
Well, what happened to that?
Well, he's changed. And he referenced it to any references to that plan were quietly deleted from Tesla's website in August, highlighting Musk's newfound disregard for the environment and the rules that were created to protect the environment. That's it.
Well, now that he's in power, well, no, he doesn't have office. He's just hanging around, right?
He's hanging around.
He doesn't have an official role, really.
No.
He's going to be efficiency expert along with Vivek.
He's just threatening a lot of people from outside.
Yeah.
You know?
He's hanging around Mar-a-Lago a lot. They can't get rid of him.
No, he can't get rid of him.
Showing up at all the parties there and sitting at Trump's table.
I saw the truck. I saw another one of those trucks.
What trucks? What do you mean?
Tesla
truck. Oh, the Tesla truck?
Cybertruck?
The Cybertruck.
Cybertrucks. Yeah.
I have to say that I think the joke is on the person that buys that damn truck, you know, because they probably thought, you know, we'll make the ugliest truck in the world, call it Tesla, and then, you know, see if people buy it.
Yeah.
And people went out and bought the damn thing. Who wants a truck with corners and edges on it?
Well, apparently they have some problems with the structure of it.
Right.
When they get into accidents, they fall apart.
Unpopular opinion. I actually think they're kind of cool looking.
Oh.
But they're horrible cars.
Yeah.
Like you can't even take one through a car wash without it turning into a brick. Because the water just gets into the battery. They're so like poorly sealed that it'll just shut the car down and you won't ever be able to turn it back on.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. I hadn't heard that.
Unless you go to a special Elon Musk car wash.
Yeah, you have to put it in car wash mode before you go into a car wash.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
That's stupid. It's like a Flintstones car to me. It's like they use slabs of stone and just put it together and now it's on wheels.
I don't know. I've never driven one. Have you ever gotten in one?
I wouldn't want to.
No.
Yeah. It's just an ugly, god-awful car. Truck.
Yeah, the
trucks. Whatever.
Trucks are weird looking. Yeah. Okay. When we come back, we'll get into leftovers, odds and ends, tidbits, this, that, and the other.
We can complain like we did first thing this morning.
We could do that.
We won't.
All right. Back with more of John and Gordy in just a moment.
If I was looking for a word to describe what I'm going to buy, I think dog would be the word. It would be dog. That would come springing from my lips. Dog.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
We will. Okay. 92.7. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. And just to kind of clarify, I like the look of Tesla. The cars.
The cars, you like.
I think the truck sucks, but I like the cars.
Right.
And they've got some battery advancements that might make those cars even last or go farther. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. We were talking off the air, though, about the 2025 Volkswagen ID. Buzz.
Yes. The what do they call it? The
I don't
mini
know.
Bus?
Is it ID. Buzz?
No.
Don't look at me.
ID. Buzz?
The micro bus, I think they're called.
I'm into the old Volkswagens.
Oh, yeah, no. You've got to be kidding me. This is battery operated.
Well,
man.
It looks cool. Yeah. I like battery powered cars.
And the thing about
batteries, a lot
people don't talk about it very much, but it needs very little maintenance. Battery operated vehicles, they don't have the same stuff.
I had
stuff.
A professor in college who he was just in love with his EV that he bought. He said the only thing that he had to do in like 30 or 40,000 miles was have the tires rotated.
That's it.
That's it.
So they call the new bus the ID bus, the Volkswagen ID.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know what that stands for. The ID Buzz.
Buzz.
You got a pro.
It looks really cool.
It is really neat. Yeah. It is. All right. Well, let's get into a little Thanksgiving joy here. Joy,
leftovers. Joy Thanksgiving.
Reed. Yeah. Joy Reed is angry about having to spend dinner with people who voted for Trump.
Well,
you know,
that's
Joy.
That's the world we're in now.
You're telling it like it is. You're reading my mail. You're reading my mind. Oh, please, let's listen to Joy Reed's impressions of having dinner at Thanksgiving with Trump voters.
So apparently, the people who voted for the I will protect women whether they like it or not, childless women should have no rights, Puerto Rico is trash island, and Haitians will eat your pets gang are the real victims, despite their guy winning the election. In fact, they are now the modern-day equivalent of Rosa Parks, we're told by a white comedian. Civil rights heroes, the lot of them. And the rest of us, among the 73 million Americans who voted not to have fascism, autocracy, mass deportation, internment camps, and economy-crushing tariffs, are the bad guys, the segregationists of our time. If we, hold on, let me check my notes. Ah, yes, don't want to have turkey dinner with the people screaming, your body, my choice. Mm-hmm. It's equal parts bully energy, where they want to relentlessly troll liberals and lash out at minorities, and victim energy, where those same liberals are supposed to take the trolling quietly and also pity the trolls. It's the eternal victimhood of the conservative.
That's right.
We must seek to understand those on the right, what they really meant by their votes, what they want, what they need. We are the constant handmaidens and wet nurses who are required to baby them, understand them, and serve them dinner. It's the same energy their forefathers had toward the indigenous tribes. Hey, let's have Thanksgiving dinner on the land we stole from you. But before we pack you off to the reservation and snuff out your culture, could you please pass the corn on the cob? These are the people who say the undocumented, who they get to call illegal immigrants, like the pilgrims had permission to come here, have to suffer the consequences of their actions, right? They made the choice to overstay their visas or come into our country illegally. So if they get deported, consequences. But you right-wingers shouldn't have to suffer the consequences of your votes. You don't want to be around me because I voted for fascism. No fair. I'm coughing on you with COVID, but you want me to wear a mask for your safety? No fair. My body, my choice.
Yeah.
Well, here's an alternative thought. Mm-hmm. Make your own dinner, MAGA. You got your heart's desire, the president you dreamed of and worship instead of Jesus. And this time, you didn't even have to storm the Capitol, smash the windows, or try to kill police officers or issue death threats to poll workers. See? You did it just by voting this time. Congrats. You got your way. And he even got away with breaking the law. Yay. But if you expect the 73 million who voted for the prosecutor, not the felon, and particularly the 92% of black women who voted for Kamala to give you a cookie for your vote, a trophy, a hug, a high five, you might be asking too much. If we want to eat with you, we will. But if we just want some peace over the holidays and we don't want to put up with your trolling while we eat our tofurkey, get over it. Stop acting like we owe you. And for God's sakes, stop whining. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Our Thanksgiving. Our choice.
Yes. Wasn't that great?
Okay.
Isn't that great stuff, man. I mean, she just nailed it, really. Let's go to some of these texts that we have. We have CJ on the line. Well, let's go to CJ right away. Let's check out what CJ has to offer us this morning.
Morning, CJ. Go ahead. Hello.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I got to admit that I'm thoroughly enjoying Joy Reid's wallowing in her, I guess, claim that she's okay with what happened. Because I guess we found out just another lie this morning that Joe pardoned his son.
Yes.
Something he was never going to do.
Well, he trolled you guys. He trolled you. He freaked you out, huh? He set this up.
I guess 78 million finally figured out that your party picks and chooses what laws you want to enforce.
Well, I think that's on your side of the aisle. It's not quite us, but you know what? I think the guardrails are off now. You know, we don't have guardrails anymore in government.
You know, and I love hearing you guys worry about the cost of what is it, 11 or 25 million.
Yeah.
$10,000 per illegal per year. Mm-hmm. It's costing our infrastructure.
That's not,
but you're okay
that's,
with
but
that.
But that's not true. That's just a lie.
It is true.
No, it's not true. It's not.
Budget office.
Plus, we're also all losing right. a lot of money out of Medicare and Social Security, money that they put in there but don't take any benefits from. So that's the way it goes, CJ, but I appreciate your call. Here's hey. One. If you get a one-legged dog, yeah. you must name it Pogo.
Okay.
And the Tesla truck looks like a dumpster.
Okay. Hey, guess what? We're out of time. Stephanie Miller is next tomorrow. Dane County Humane Society will be with us. And Deb Watterson from Sugar River Pizza. Have a great day.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.